Hola. Nunca. Es una araña.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Everybody well?
Yes, I am anyway.
And your granddaughter?
Improved. I'm sorry, one.
And Tony and your granddaughter?
Not my granddaughter, my daughter. Tony checked out real good with the doctor in his nose today. He has to go back on Friday for a check again, but he's doing real good. And the daughter's, well, she's better emotionally. She's scheduled for the surgery on Wednesday to join the elbow back to the arm.
I'm sure it'll go smoothly.
I think so. I see it as mercy.
Exactly.
You know, I think she was prevented from something more drastic. It was an act of mercy that it was her elbow that was separated and not something worse.
Okay, Shem. Should we go on or should we wait?
I think so. You have three people. Mark was on. I thought I recognized Jane, but I could have mistaken her voice.
All right. We're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar in Parsha Lech Lecha, section 14. We're beginning with Pasuk 127, and we will start with Olashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabrechu, Ishkin Hebit, Hilurkimud, Hilurud, Hilurkimud. L'yachba, L'shem Yud He Bavav He, V'yehuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Ke'erez bal vanon yizkeh, ma'erez bal vanon, ila'a al kola v'kola yadve, kechoto of hakei, Sadiku ila'a al kola, v'kola yatve tefoto the alma la kaima ela al tzadik ad dikti v'tzadik yesod olam v'yale yeo. Weyaleya kaim alma ugineya istamich veale ishtal. The translation: he shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Means that just as a cedar rises high above all the other trees, so the righteous man is above all others. Who are situated under him. In other words, they exist because of him. And the world, which is the secret of the Nukva, is supported upon one righteous man. As it is written, the righteous is the foundation of the world. So So the world, which is the nukva, rests and is supported by him and is planted on him. Because of him, it is well supported. This means that he bestows his three columns upon it. Rest is the secret of the right column. Supported is the secret of the left column. And planted is the secret of the central column. My commentary, one cannot be considered righteous unless one has all three columns working in balance. And this is what the pasuk is teaching. Questions, comments, thoughts?
What does it mean when it says it's supported upon one righteous man? Does it mean that there has to be one man that's righteous in the world?
Yes. Zerantin is the one righteous man.
Okay.
The world, without Zerantin supplying what it supplies, the light, the energy, the fulfillment, there would be no world.
I have a question. So, maybe.
Go ahead, Martha.
The nukva, maybe we discussed this in the past, and I maybe just can't recall it at the moment. Who is the nukva? That's Malkut of Atzilut. But who represents that? Is that, I know there's Chokhmah, there's Bina, there's Da'at, but who are we referring to as a, you know, you have Abraham as Hesed, Isaac as Gerar, and Jacob as Tiferet in Zerampin.
It's a good question. The mikveh is connected to Bina. So your question is, and we've discussed in other places that it's Bina of Zeran of Atzilut.
Mm-hmm.
So the question you're asking is, who represents Bina of the people? Leah represents Bina.
Okay.
Rachel represents Malchut.
So it's, when we talk about the nukva, are we talking about Leah or Rachel?
Well, it depends. Remember, everything is always relative, so you have to watch the other aspects of the verse that you're reading.
Okay. I do remember, now that you said, you know, you reminded me of that teaching. It's been some time back, but okay.
One way to understand that to truly learn Kabbalah, you have to learn the same subject 101 times.
Wow.
Then you will not forget it.
I must be on track then, because I couldn't remember that. I'm like, who was that? Okay.
I'm going to go on to 128 unless somebody has another question. Verse 128. Rabbi Yehuda amar v'hataninan i'al shiva samchin. Al Makai Maya Iti Katva Amudeha Shiva Amarlo Rabbi Yose Haki Hake Huvadai Aval Kalho Aharanin Bishvia. I may be who Samkadiyama Lehu Tzadik Vidayashke Virave Alma Vizan Kola Vialeya Kativ Imru Tzadik Kito Kiperim Alehem Yeachelu Utiv Tov Hashem Lekol Verachamav. I'll call myself. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, but we have already learned that the world stands upon seven pillars, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, and not upon one righteous alone, as Rabbi Yitzhak has stated. As it is written, she has hewn out her seven pillars. Rabbi Yossi told him, it is certainly so, but all the other pillars stand erect because of the seventh pillar, which supports the whole world. And he is called the righteous, namely Yesod of Zeranpin. And he refreshes and replenishes the world, which is the Nukva, and nourishes all the worlds. And he is described by the verse, say you to the righteous that it shall be well, also that he is good with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. And it is also written, Hashem is good to all, and his tender mercies are over the work, all his works. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag's comments on this verse, on this pasuk, is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I felt the same way, especially when he gave us, you know, the Sephirot as matching up to the seven pillars, but I think we would have recognized, just because it was seven, we would have thought of the seven Sephirot.
Well, when you say the word Zeranpin, you really mean six Sephirot, and Malchut, being the Nukba, is considered part of that as well. And you're doing that in order to reach the
well, when we got about a fourth of the way, I thought they were going to say something about the foundation stone being Yesod, but he didn't word it that way. So that's what came to my mind. That was my thought.
Well, we constantly move between the Sephirots, the worlds, various descriptions and code words, and it's confusing. You know, you have to keep all of them in mind so that when you read the verse, it makes sense to you.
And I've been working on the covenant. And then today I read a lot on Hoshana Rabbah. And so I'm kind of in between worlds.
Understand. Pasuk 129. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Hakiti Vidahar Yote. I'm sorry. Verse 129. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Hakiti Vidahar Yote Meden, Vahashko Ed Hagan. Dahu samka tiyoma tkaim aleya vehihu ashke leginta leginta ashtake mineya They call ho pay rin par hin bial ma rinun kayuma bial ma kayuma dioraita uman nin hu nishma ton tsadi ki ayo rinun pri obado kodesh. The coach food shabari food. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, but it is written, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, which refers to Yesoda's Zeranpin, which comes forth from Bina, that returned to Chokmah, which is called Aden. And this is the pillar on which the world rests. It is the one that waters the garden, which is the Nukva. And the garden is irrigated by it and bears fruits, which are the souls of human beings. And all the fruits blossom in this world, which is the Nukva. And they maintain of the world and maintain the Torah. And he asks, who are these fruits? And he says, they are the souls of the righteous, who are the fruit of the handiwork of the Holy One, blessed be he. My commentary is Rabbi Ashlag's comments on this pasuk are clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think it's a nice way to end a chapter with the conclusion that the souls of the righteous are the fruits of the handiwork of the Holy One. You know, all standing within the Sephirot and all within that little paragraph.
The whole section was talking about the Sephirot.
Mm-hmm.
When it talks about the four rivers that come out of Bina, is it talking about the four directions of the world?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the end of the section, so we'll start tomorrow with section 15.
Okay.
You all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm.